two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 5:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
new Latter-day Saint temple locations announced for Orem and Taylorsville, one on Geneva Road and one off 47 South. Both mayors say they are very excited. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, Bluffdale police are currently responding to a helicopter crash in Bluffdale. This is off the road near 148th South and 1950 West in Bluffdale. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards.
A couple of crashes southbound I-15, one at the 1300 South Collector Ramp, a new one just called out about 2100 South, and a crash affecting both northbound and southbound lanes of traffic, 3300 South at 9th West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A weak storm moving through northern Utah tonight, but stronger storms are on the way. I'm Kevin Eubank.
Cloudy, 38 degrees now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
The House Judiciary Committee meeting in prime time this hour.
We begin consideration of two articles of impeachment against President Donald J. Trump.
Chair Jerry Nadler opening up debate for finalizing a draft for articles of impeachment stemming from the president's dealing with Ukraine.
We can expect several hours of angry debate as both parties argue for and against impeaching the president. Democrats say if President Trump's allowed to invite foreign election interference, his constitutional oath is meaningless. Republicans arguing the president's actions may have been irregular, but not impeachable. It's likely the full House will vote on impeachment next week.
ABC's Andy Field. Republican ranking member Doug Collins continuing to accuse Democrats of having a vendetta against President Trump.
And we have spent all year in this committee trying to impeach the president.
And the debate opening up this hour with continuing coverage of the articles of impeachment. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. It's called Fairness for All. We're talking about a bill sponsored by Utah Congressman Chris Stewart. It would expand rights at the federal level for the LGBTQ community, as well as religious rights. Stewart joined KSL's Live Mic with Lee Lonsbury today. They talked about the public stand made by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints about this legislation.
Turns out, representing Salt Lake City and, you know, parts of Utah, the church is a very important part of our constituency. They're not the only one, but they're someone that we obviously want to partner with and work with, and they've been a terrific partner on this. And we need their support. We need the support of the Seventh-day Adventists. We need the support of some of the evangelical groups and some of the Catholic dioceses who have been supportive of this. And on the opposite side, you've got some of the country's largest LGBTQ groups.
He also says he understands not everyone supports the bill.
I get that. There are some who think we're making a terrible mistake. But when you look at this coalition, it's hard to ignore people who have come from such diverse and, you know, nearly polar opposite spectrums politically, and yet said, we will agree on this. And it's been a very positive experience.
Stewart disagrees with some of the criticism, saying some of the exemptions for religions are too extreme or go too far.
I mean, this is very fundamental, and it's not so broad that it's outside of the mainstream of almost every American. You don't discriminate someone because of their race, their religion, or their sexual orientation, among other things. Someone shouldn't have to worry about, if my boss finds out I'm gay, I'm going to get fired, or I can't find a place to live because I'm gay. And I think the vast majority of Americans appreciate and agree with that. And on the other hand, we're talking about these carve-outs from religion. At the same time, you can't compel people of sincere religious faith who are only trying to adhere to the teachings of their church that in many cases have been there for 2,000 years and compel them to say, well, that may be what you've always taught, but you can't teach it anymore. You can't believe that anymore. And we want to protect people who, you know, feel that they're being compelled to act in a way that's just contrary to the fundamental teachings of their faith. Those two together create this bill. It's a great area to be in. It's a great compromise.
A compromise bill inspired by one passed right here in Utah. You've been listening to the In-Depth KSL News Time 549. Triple Team Traffic is brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. Ricky, fill everybody in.
It's a rough ride throughout the valley tonight on your freeways. If you're southbound I-15, slowdowns from downtown to Midvale, and again from 106 South into Draper. Northbound I-15 delays stretch from Bluffdale up to 7200 South and westbound on the 21st South Freeway. Heavy and slow I-15 to Bangor, and again 5600 West to Magna. Plus, we have this crash, and this is affecting both directions of traffic, north and southbound lanes, 9th West at 3300 South. Michelle?
Well, we have delays southbound on the I-215 West Belt at I-80 in spots all the way down to the South Belt eastbound, waiting to join I-15, also seeing slowdowns again. If you're on Bankator Highway, this is scattering between Salt Lake down to Riverton, and if you're on Timp Highway westbound, headed toward I-15, that is a real slow ride tonight. Steve?
And northbound 15, scattered delays from 21st South up to the North Interchange. Got a crash in the mix at 2700 South on the right shoulder. More slowdowns in Davis County, Lagoon to Layton. Northbound 89 is bogged down through Fruit Heights. No surprise there. Main Street to 200 North and from South Weaver Drive up to I-84. Even slow on the southbound side through Uinta. And we still have that crash on southbound 1900 West at Riverdale Road with two left lanes blocked. Toyota Bountiful, their gift to you this holiday season. More than the max on your trades. Get the most of your vehicle from your vehicle in Bountiful at Toyota Bountiful. They'll put a smile on your face. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, the seven-day forecast is interesting. Here's Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Well, storms are coming, and they're going to produce valley rain and mountain snow at first. Then it's going to go all snow. Tonight, 30 for the low with cloudy skies. Developing valley rain and mountain snow on Thursday. More rain changing over to snow in the valleys on Friday. And then snow for Saturday morning and midday. Temperatures will fall from the 40s into the 30s. The coldest air will actually arrive once the storm moves out. By Monday and Tuesday, highs in the low 30s with lows in the teens. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 38 degrees.
All right, you chipmunks. Ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon?
Okay.
Okay, Theodore?
Okay.
Okay.
Jeff. Jeff. Jeff Kaplan.
Okay.
Our guest in the studio this evening is Luz Lewis Perez from the Kidney Foundation. It's great to have you here, as always.
Thank you, Jeff.
I want to ask you about the being local, mm-hmm. because you stress this in your commercials and when we've talked, that you're a local organization, that right. you help Utahns. Tell us about that.
Right. The great thing about Kidney Cars is that we are local. Our office is in Utah. And what that means is that when you give your car to the National Kidney Foundation, the money stays local for Utah patients. We've been doing this for 30 years. And unfortunately, there's been a lot of copycat kind of charity programs, and they're all great, but they don't offer services in Utah. And so we're one of the very few organizations taking car donations in Utah for the benefit of Utah kidney patients.
So all somebody has to do is call 1-800-TOW-CARS with a K, and you will tow their car away, turn it into money mm-hmm. for Utah kidney patients. What kind of services?
Well, we have a lot of medical financial aid. Unfortunately, dialysis and transplantation are two of the most expensive health therapies that you can receive, and there's no cure for kidney disease except for a transplant. And so, unfortunately, you have to bear these financial burdens. And so they're not covered by Medicare. They're not covered by insurance. Nobody's going to get you to and from dialysis or give you a nutritional supplement. But that's our job. We also help make sure that these patients have a safe place to live while they're seeking treatment. So there's a lot of out-of-pocket costs not related to insurance even.
Such a worthy charity. And yet there are others kind of trading on the name. How do you make sure that you're donating your car to Kidney Cars?
First of all, when you Google Kidney Cars, use our local website, which is Tow Cars with a K, T-O-W-K-A-R-S. So it's Tow Cars with a K, like kidney. And when you get us on the phone, ask where our office is. The National Kidney Foundation of Utah is in Utah. So if you're calling somewhere that is not in the state of Utah, maybe find us here in Utah.
1-800-TOW-CARS, Tow Cars with a K, or towcars.org.
Yep.
Simple as that. Luz, thank you.
Thank
KSL
you,
News Time 5:54.
Save hundreds, even thousands, during the holiday piano sale at the Piano Gallery Superstore in Murray. It's the biggest sale of the year at the largest piano showroom in Utah. Save big on grands, uprights, digitals, and players. Top brand names like Yamaha, Kanabi, Clavinova, and Disclavier. Instant financing available with 0% interest. Limited quantities available, so hurry in for best selection during the holiday piano sale. This week only at the Piano Gallery Superstore, I-15 and 53rd South.
We've all been there. Going to bed early for a full night's sleep. It's so blissful. Undisturbed as you beautifully saw logs like the lead bassist in an orchestra. Waking up to face the day fresh. Only. Yep, you're sick. In fact, it feels like you got hit by a bus. Luckily, you have ConnectCare, which lets you talk to a healthcare provider right away, right at home. So you can get on with your day. Intermountain ConnectCare. Download now. Be ready for anything.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL, brought to you by Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah. Wall Street today, the Dow gained 29 points. The S&P added 9. The NASDAQ composite picked up 37 points. Time now for Cougar Tracks. And here's Mitch Harper.
BYU basketball, or maybe they should be known as the Nevada State Champs, as the Cougars have defeated teams from the state of Nevada by 33 points in back-to-back wins. The latest coming last night against the Nevada Wolfpack, in a game where BYU didn't shoot the ball well from the field, but their defense was excellent, holding the Wolfpack to only 42 points in the win.
How exciting it was to have a chance to win a game a different way. Because that's what good teams do. As we get into league play and then in the WCC tournament, trust me, we're going to have to win games a bunch of different ways. And the fact that our guys recognized they had that opportunity at halftime, recognized that they had to manage the frustration at halftime, and then came out in the second half and actually continued to do it, is a good sign for us.
BYU now prepares for Saturday's showdown against the Utah State Aggies at the Vivint Smart Home Arena. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.